Well, good morning and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This is Monday, the 8th of April. Newspaper headlines, the Herald Sun in Melbourne, seven faces of Gather Round. So inside South Australia's second festival of footy, the Daily Telegraph and the Courier Mail, Sydney and Brisbane. Masters showdown exposes a true gap in LIV and PGA golf war. It won't go away. Let's have a look at the Super Rugby from the weekend. The Reds, Queensland Reds, they had a bye. They'll take on the Moana Pacifica next Friday night away. Reds currently sixth on 16 points. Moana ninth position on 9 points in the men's there. And the women, well, the Queensland Reds defeated the Melbourne Rebels 17-15 in a thriller, thanks to 16-year-old teenage sensation Shalom Seisoa from Ipswich, who scored two first-half tries and saved two more. That was the Reds' first win in four rounds. They'll take on the undefeated Waratahs next Friday in Sydney into the final round. In the World Sevens rugby in Hong Kong, well, the women, they defeated France in the bronze medal match 24-21, and the men, they finished fourth. Next, they're into Singapore the 3rd to 5th of May. 2 weeks before the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union first grade competition kicks off, the men, they'll take on Wynnum at home Saturday the 20th of April. Queensland Premier Rugby started on the weekend. Men, wins to Sunnybank, GPS, West and South. Brothers had to buy. And in the women, East, West won 14-13 over Sunnybank, and South also won there. So Premier Rugby Union underway as well in Queensland. AFL, the Gather Round, as we said in Adelaide, the Lions, first win of the season, defeated North Melbourne 112-42. What a relief. Joe Denner had 5 goals. Hugh McCluggage was best for the Lions. They play this Thursday. They take on Melbourne at the MCG. Not a happy hunting ground for the Lions. The Demons, they're also in good form. They defeated Adelaide, and now second on the ladder. Yesterday, well, the GWS Giants defeated the Gold Coast Suns 117-89. Toby Green, 5 goals for GWS. With a spirited second half performance there by the Suns, but couldn't get there in the end. Ben King, 3 goals for the Suns. They take on the Hawks Saturday, next weekend at home. In the local AFL, QFA Division 1, the men's seniors, round 1, Springwood 109 defeated Moreton Bay 82. Luke Smith, 4 goals for Moreton Bay. Caloundra, they lost 72-42 to Beenleigh. Women's seniors, round 1, next Saturday. In golf, all the PGA, San Antonio in Texas, Adam Scott was the best of the Aussies, tied for 14th, 10 shots off the lead. This week, the Masters tournament starts at Augusta. Plenty of talk about that. And the LIV Golf in Miami there at the Trump National, well, Dean Burmester was leading by 10 by one shot. Aussie Cameron Smith had to withdraw due to food poisoning. Let's hope he'll be right for Augusta. In Super Netball, round 1 starts next weekend. The Adelaide Thunderbirds will take on the Queensland Firebirds on Saturday in Adelaide. And Sunday, Sunshine Coast Lightning at home take on the New South Wales Swifts. The Sapphire Series, that'll start on the 21st of April with the Sunshine Coast Thunder taking on Carina, and well done to all of the Caboolture young players there at the Senior State Age Netball Championships at Graceville. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup 101.5 FM. And welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Motorsport, Formula 1, the Japanese Grand Prix, Max Verstappen 1, Sergio Perez 2, Carlos Sainz 3, Aussie Oscar Piastri finished 8th. They're off to China on the 21st of April. Supercars, same weekend in New Zealand there, the Taupo Super 400. Will Brown leads the championships on 575 points. In football, the round ball game. Arsenal and Liverpool, top of the EPL ladder, 71 points each. Man City 70, Spurs 60, and with Aston Villa. But certainly a lot of interest in the bottom of the ladder with Sheffield 16 points at the bottom, Burnley 19, Luton and Nottingham Forest 25 points. A-League, the men's. On Friday, the Roar, they defeated Western Sydney Wanderers 2-1. Tom Allard and Henry Law goals, and that broke their two-game losing streak. They're now 8th on 29 points, just 5 points off 6th spot. Take on Newcastle Jets next Saturday at Suncor. The women, well, the Roar finished 9th. Semi-start this weekend in the Women's A-League. National Premier League, round 6. Most of the games were postponed, but Moreton Bay 4th on the ladder. Sunshine Coast Wanderers 11th there in the men's. In the women, the Sunshine Coast Wanderers, they lost to the Lions 4-0. In the Football Queensland Premier League 1 men, Caboolture lost 4-0 to St George. Maroochydore in the second division there, 5th on the ladder. The women's game was postponed. But in the Division 2 women's, Caboolture in fifth spot. They'll take on North Brisbane next Saturday. In rugby league, well, the local competition got underway. Round 1, Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League. Caloundra defeated Beerwood. Nambour defeated Maroochydore. Coolum, they defeated Stanley River 18-16 out there at Woodford on Saturday. 3-2. Jackson Shearer for Coolum, a try and 3 goals, probably player of the match. Yesterday wasn't a good day for Caboolture. They lost at Kiwana to Kiwana, 42-14. Next Saturday, Stanley River will take on Noosa at Woodford. Be a bit of a rocking out there at Woodford. And Caboolture, they'll take on Nambour at home on Sunday. In the women, Caboolture also lost their women's round 3 game yesterday, 36-16 to Kiwana. 4 teams on top of the ladder there. And in C grade, Yandina defeated Bidgemere, 18-4. Kilcoy and Merry Valley, 16-all draw. That was a double header out at Kilcoy on Saturday. Queensland Cup, round 4. Falcons defeated Pride. Dolphins defeated Ipswich, 40-32 yesterday. Sean, good to see Sean O'Sullivan back again on the field for the Dolphins. And the Dolphins sealed their win in the 79th minute. Dolphins, they're in fourth spot on the ladder. Falcons fifth roundabout. Next Saturday, Dolphins will take on Pride at home. Falcons will take on the Magpies at Sunshine Coast Stadium. Good luck there. And in the NRL, of course, round 5, Storm defeated the Broncos 34-32 on Thursday. Injury to Adam Reynolds, very serious. Dragons defeated the Roosters. The Dogs, 30, defeated the Roosters 26. That was an action-packed game. And the Knights defeated the Dragons. The Warriors defeated the Rabbits. Let's see where to for the Rabbits now. Sea Eagles surprisingly over the Panthers, with Daly Cherry Evans outstanding. The Dolphins, they continued their weaning way at the top of the ladder, 26-16 win over the West Tigers at Suncorp. And yesterday, Cowboys defeated the Titans and the Raiders defeated the Eels. But all roads lead to Suncorp this Friday night when the Broncos will take on the Dolphins. Listeners, have a great week. Enjoy your sport. Look forward to your company next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.